just a short drive or easy sail south of Washington, D.C., on the other side of the Potomac River, is the Alexandria Seaport Foundation. Its motto, doing big things with small boats. The program targets disadvantaged young people, many of whom have dropped out of school, been involved in gangs, and had run-ins with the law.
One and a half and one and a half.
Joe Ucha is executive director.
Most of these kids have looked at what they've considered their options and had a very narrow horizon, and they've made bad decisions. We're trying to open up that horizon and telling them, you go here. If you go here, you'll do well.
Here, doing well means still being employed and or in school 1 year after graduating, something which around 70% achieve. Central to the approach is the apprentice status of participants, who are paid above minimum wage and expected to play by the rules.
We give them the basics that are universal to any trade. How do you use a ruler? How do you plan a project? How do you learn on the job and be productive? We teach them those things, and most importantly, how do you show up every day, on time, ready to learn, prepared.
Experience has shown that building these old-fashioned wooden boats is a great way to impart a variety of valuable skills quickly.
Section one is.
And it's not just about carpentry. There is classroom work too, including math, so apprentices can calculate measurements with the necessary precision. Program graduate Oscar Melger has learned the value of accuracy and hopes to use that in a job as a surveyor.
I like working with boats. You work with different angles, different shapes, and you got to use your brain a lot.
The workshop is also a place for apprentices to interact with people they might not normally meet, the volunteers. Many of those who donate their time are retired professionals with backgrounds very different from those they help. That is why Joe Ucha describes the workshop as a mixing pot.
I would say the most important things we do are the socialization skills. That to show these kids that they have a place in our community and that there's a way for them to get to that place.
That lesson and the value of all the collective life experience available here are not lost on 19-year-old Oscar Melger.
I learned that you should stay around. When you go to a job site, you should stay around the person who's been there the longest. You learn the most from him.
While the basic design of this launch is 19th century, the lessons learned during its construction are proving very relevant today. Malcolm Brown for VOA News in Old Town Alexandria, Virginia.